This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to joemessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Come on, it ain't that hard, people. JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a lot you can do there. You can read the great stories that have been posted. Give them a thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways. I don't really care. But give them a read. You can also pull down the app. We have an I haven't talked about this in a while. We have an iPhone app. We have an Apple app, whatever that's called. And you can go check it out there, and you'll be able to get the show anywhere you're at. You can see the stories. You can see the posts that we have. All of that. So, again, I appreciate your involvement. How's that? That's the biggest thing. I appreciate your involvement. All right. You know, there's no way to hit this, but except head on. So you've got an administration that seems to have, the only thing they seem to be able to be involved with is the LGBTQAI plus 21, whatever it is, and the Muslim community. They could give a crud less about anybody else. And after Joey B made this massive, look, some people say, cut him some slack, that the, what is it, Transgender Awareness Day, whatever it was, they did that years ago, and it's on the 31st. Okay, great. So somebody couldn't have looked forward at all and said, hey, listen, this year it's actually falling on Easter. Maybe what we should do is push it a day forward. What do you think? A day ahead, a day behind, a week behind, a week, whatever it is. Right? And if you really want to stay away from it, he should have made it the first week of March or the second week of March. What do you think? Anybody? And if he did that, he had no chance of running into it, but they don't care. Do you understand that? They don't care. Do they have a Resurrection Day dinner? See, some of you are so ignorant to this, you don't even pay attention. Did they have a Resurrection Day dinner at the White House? I'm curious. And I ask you that for a specific reason. And I don't know how long it's been going on. I'd probably have to look it up. Because I always get started and I think about something afterward. Right? But in the White House, they have a Ramadan dinner. Now, I'm not going to, I don't, whatever, you want to have Ramadan, you if you're Islamic and you celebrate, okay, good. That's what you do. All right? It's a religious holiday. Ramadan, to Muslims, I guess it's the ninth month of the Muslim calendar. It's one of the most sacred, right? Religious, sacred time for Muslims. It's the month in which it's believed that the Holy Quran was sent down from heaven as a guidance for men and women. So, again, I want to come back to it's a religious holiday. Now, what drives me nuts is you freedom from religion freaks, you scream and yell when we talk about Christmas. You scream and you yell when we talk about Resurrection Day, or a teacher wants to talk about it, or a government agency wants to talk about it, and put up a manger scene. Why don't you say anything about this? Why don't you say anything about some of the schools that actually have prayer rooms for Muslims to go to? Because they pray, I believe they pray like five times a day, or they have specific times. Fine, it's your religious belief. Not taking a swipe at that. But what I am taking a swipe at is, are you more afraid of them than you are anybody else? I have to ask. Why is it that the religious belief of a Muslim seems to be okay, but a Christian, not so much? Just curious. You have to sit back and think, what is this all about? So you can have a Ramadan dinner, but you can't have a Resurrection Day dinner because, you know, that's a religious event and we don't want the White House to seem like, well, you already do. Right? The White House right now is filled with hypocrites, filled with people that have an agenda, that want to take the country in a certain direction, want to make sure that we know, Christians know, that they're not appreciated, wanted, or anything else. When this country was founded, you can call and write me. You know what? This country was founded on Christian principles. There was over 1,500 scriptures. Read the Federalist Papers. Right? And some of you go, the Federalist what? Well, do some Googling. I'm not going to spoon feed you. There's references to over 1,500 scriptures in the Federalist Papers. Information pulled out. Foundations for our laws. Yeah, whether you want to hear it or not, that's where they came from. It's just amazing. And what do? We go out of our way to make sure our kids believe, or you do, I don't, that this is a godless nation, or we have a godless constitution. Why do you have to lie? You know, I always say the same thing. If you have the right answer, if you have the strength, if you have the truth, why do you have to twist it? Why do you have to lie about it? Why do you have to embellish? That's what Resurrection Day is all about. The truth is, I don't have to lie about Jesus rising from the dead. I don't lie about any of that. It's truth. And it's recorded in Scripture, and it's actually recorded from writers of the day that had nothing to do with God. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I think you love the music. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE.
Don't you love horns?
I love horns. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I want you to be with me. I want you to win. At least I want you to, you know, feel like you're winning at least. Have the information you need to push back. And you just have to be involved. You have to get your information. And then go after it. Anyway, as I was saying. All right. Let me see. I just had it on the screen. What did I do with it? Oh, there it is. So the president called a Ramadan Day dinner. And literally, no Muslim signed up to be there that he had invited. The place was going to be filled with staff. Isn't that great? Staff was probably, as I know how they work, told to be there. And last year, President Biden hadn't even spoken a word at the White House celebration of Ramadan before someone shouted out, "We love you." Now, hundreds of Muslims were there to mark the end of the Holy Month that requires fasting from sunrise to sunset. There's no such joyous scene during Ramadan, with many Muslim Americans outraged over Mr. Biden's support for Israel. Now, think about that. You know, seriously. So, we have a Muslim population, for all intents and purposes, doesn't want us to acknowledge, be with, or have anything to do with Israel. Which is noted with some of our, what do they call it, the squad members, who have actually taken Israel off a map that they've hanging in their office. So don't tell me this is just verbiage, because it's not. Anyway, so the White House chose to hold a smaller dinner on Tuesday evening. Only dinner attendees were people who worked for his administration. One of last year's attendees to the event declined. He didn't want to break his fast with Mr. Biden, saying it's inappropriate to do such a celebration while there's famine going on in Gaza, which I think is hilarious. There is no famine going on in Gaza. They have proof now. They've seen it. So Israel was dropping supplies into Gaza by air. We got supplies into Gaza. There was a route made for people to get out if they wanted to get out. You were listening. It's really funny. We've been so conditioned that we're listening to the lies of Hamas as gospel truth, yet the Jews, not so much, right? I mean, seriously, people who got away, who faked being dead after being shot by Hamas, told us what was going on there. That Hamas members, now I want you to think about something. Aren't the members friends of, part of the family, belong to the same religion of those people that they're pointing guns at and telling them to go back? Go back to Gaza? You're not letting them out. And remember, this whole thing that happened on October 7th, was Hamas breaking a ceasefire. You realize they were in ceasefire mode, if you would, and they broke it. And the two ceasefires we've had so far, yes, two minor ones, but nonetheless, Hamas didn't stop shooting. They didn't stop attacking. They didn't let any hostages go to speak of. We're doing the Biden form of negotiations. We're letting 10 of theirs out for every one of ours they give us. I'm sorry, that's not negotiating. I don't care who you are, it's not negotiating. And if I was the U.S., I'd be over there right now standing side by side with Israel and go, look, you think they're bad? You don't let our people go. You've got 20, I wouldn't even say that. He got 5 hours to deliver him right here where we're at, or Hamas will be something known about in history, and that's it. This mamby-pamby approach that Joe Biden and team have is ridiculous. It's why we're the laughing, you know, some of you guys out there talking about how much respect you've restored in the Middle East, what are you smoking? You have to be smoking, drinking, and taking a certain kind of drug I've never heard of before to actually have those words roll off your lips. We are the laughingstock overseas. They don't see us. You know, Reagan had it right. Peace through strength. Really, just peace through strength, period. You didn't have to fire a shot. They just had to know that you were there, you were going to protect a certain group of people, and they better not screw up. And I'm telling you, under Joe Biden, we will have something catastrophic happen, not that we haven't already, here in this country because of who he's letting in off the border. You bleeding hearts that think those are all families coming over because they want a better life, maybe you should go down there and help some of those people then. Maybe you should see and feel. Maybe if you lose one of your loved ones or somebody close to you, you'd finally get it, because it doesn't seem like you do. Just amazing. Anyway, the White House insists that Joe Biden is working hard to secure an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Right, by threatening them. He's threatening our only allies over there. The only people who cried along with us, were enraged along with us when 9/11 happened. Those are the people you're going to slap around. Those are the people you're going to treat like crud, right? Just amazing to me. Totally amazing. Okay, here in California, as some of you know, it's for the, I don't, you know, people want to call it commie form. You got to call it crazy form. Because, seriously, nobody ever sits back and thinks about the impact. Not those legislators, very few of them sit back and decide how these laws that they're passing, things that they're doing, are going to affect the country or affect the state. And you can prove it. Californians are getting a lesson in economics they shouldn't even have to think about. And this is courtesy of the state's new minimum wage law. Now, the law took effect April 1st. All fast food workers, you know, in these large chains, now have to be paid $20 an hour. Right? Overtime after 8 hours a day and 32-hour work week is how it goes. Right? And the new law, since it went into that, the smaller, I shouldn't say the smaller, the more mom-and-pop-owned franchises, yeah, some of them are shutting down. Almost immediately, frankly. Talk more about this on the other side of the break. You really, yeah, again, because this will happen in your state, guaranteed. Then we'll discuss the, since we're talking about stuff like this, the poop epidemic going on in San Francisco. You'll want to know. We'll be back in a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots, thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about California's new minimum wage law of $20 an hour. And when they said, and this is for fast food joints. I mean, specifically carves out fast food joints. With no thought to who owns those places, because when you think of McDonald's, what are you thinking of? Right? You're thinking the big corporation and all the money they make and how rich they are. But do you realize that a lot of those stores are franchises? A lot of those stores were mom-and-pop stores where they put up their life savings and such to open those stores up to make a living. They're not the big, bad corporations. And yet we want to come in, a bunch of non-business types up in the legislature, bleeding hearts who think that these people can afford anything. You're giving them $20 an hour as minimum wage. And if I think about it, when you look at minimum wage over the years, it's not lifted anybody up. Go look at the stats. Go look at actually who lost jobs over it. Now, the Post reported the law applies to restaurants offering limited or no table service, which are part of a national chain with at least 60 establishments. The old minimum wage for these restaurants was $16 an hour per state law. With an increase of $4 now, the Post found that several chains have increased menu items to offset the cost. People don't realize these places get made over every so many years. They have equipment that goes bad that has to be replaced. They do research and development. A lot of these kids that they spend two, and I do mean kids, they spend 2 or 3 weeks training to get them ready to actually work on their own and do on their own is all wasted money. They're not making any money off of those kids they're training. And then when they last a month or two, maybe, again, they've wasted all that money. In Texas, the Texas Double Whopper meal at Burger King went from $15 on March 29th to $16 by April 1st. The Big Fish meal went from $7.50 to $11.50. Most items went up to 25 to 30% on those menus. In-N-Out Burger, which is a California chain, they saw burgers go up 25 cents, soft drinks up a nickel. Right, Kevin Hart owns, I guess it's called Hart House. Increased, I mean, he's got money. Why doesn't he just suck it up? Now, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Wendy's, they haven't necessarily seen increases in prices yet. And I say that for a reason. Okay? The Chick-fil-A, McDonald's and Wendy's are looking at AI to replace workers. There's already some McDonald's restaurants that have done that. So they're, you know, the minimum wage? Yeah, good for you. How about no wage? That's what it's going to work out to. And this is all, you know, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. He was at a news conference. He said, this is a big deal. 80% of the workforce are people of color. 2/3 are women. The majority are breadwinners. And we have the opportunity to reward that contribution, reward that sacrifice. What? By getting them fired? By having them lose their jobs? Don't you love how they spin this stuff? Oh, and by the way, understand that the first thing he uses, 80% of the workforce are people of color. Of that, 2/3 are women. So 2/3 are women of color. Okay, and? Seriously. And while it certainly looks great on paper, right, to be paid more, the chains have to make up the money somewhere. See, they have people, just like our buddy here, Gavin Newsom, they have people that need their jobs. They have people, frankly, that have bought stock in these companies and are looking for a return on their money. Should they not do that? I mean, when you start monetizing a company, it helps them grow, get better. And Burger King, In-N-Out, they're going to keep their chain staffed with the same number of workers? Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, seriously, I don't see that. When you go where, or let's just say, if you have workers or an hour of work previously cost like $32 for two employees, right? 16 times two. Now it costs 40. So why wouldn't they reduce the size of their workforce to offset the new wage? I would. You got to make money. You go into business to make friends. You go into business to make money. And don't stop at $16 an hour because, remember, there's federal state taxes on that, workman's compensations, all kinds of fees that go on to that. So that $16 an hour employee has already costed that employer $20, or even $21. Right? They get through. I wish people would really, truly would think this stuff all the way through. And many workers are finding themselves already late. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this because I want you to see the damage that's already done. Workers will find themselves laid off. Those who keep their jobs will be doing their job and taking on more work during a shift. See, what used to be done by two people, now they won't be able to afford it. It'll only be done by one. There's no way to fix that. The consumer also is going to be hurt by this, right? If I got to raise prices, lay off people, and you're going to come buy food, what then? I mean, seriously. It's not going to work for you. The whole idea was to have a bulk of food cheap, feed your kids. Right? There are times where I needed to feed my kids. I'm not a fast food freak by any stretch of the imagination. But it's the only way I could feed them. And believe me, they ate. They were pigs. Yes, I said, call my kids pigs. Get over it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. All right. Some of you had heard, I did a story a while back, San Francisco was hiring street cleaners, okay? Manual street cleaners. They're hiring people in anywhere between 140. Are you ready for this? 140 to 160K a year to go around with a high-pressure hot water hose, a hot water device, and to clean the streets. part of the problem that they were having, frankly, with all the feces in the streets, especially during the summer. You're not going to like this, but listen. The feces would dry out, almost become dust-like. The wind would carry that stuff all through the air, and people were getting sick. Yeah, you heard me. You're breathing it in. Get sick. So they hired these people to clean it up. Now, the complaints have skyrocketed. Even though they've been spending millions of dollars to clean it up, and even more millions of dollars to, you know, randomly put in outside bathrooms. Places where these people could go and do their business. Shoot up, maybe. Right? They don't seem to care. They don't get it. You're giving opportunities, you're giving facilities, you're making it easier for the druggies to do drugs. You're making it easier for them to do the things they're going to do. They're not going to use the bathroom, or they would. These feces piles are around those bathrooms that they put up. This isn't from a right-wing newspaper either. Right? This is the San Francisco Chronicle. Last I checked, they weren't very right-wing. And during the pandemic, it was even worse. Feces-related calls fell as people, you know, stayed home. The city moved unhoused people indoors. Right? A chronic if you look at the data analysis, you find that the number of feces-related calls crept up and keep creeping up. They're getting hundreds. Actually, let me see. Actually, they have over 280 public restrooms now that are in parks, on the streets, everywhere. There's no reason for you to have to use the streets for this. Right? Now, I guess remember last November when DeSantis and Governor and Newsom went at it? And DeSantis held up a poop map. And Newsom didn't know what to do. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I didn't say it, he did. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. You can be, and it isn't that hard. Right? All you have to, seriously, all you have to do is get informed. If you get informed, you know what you're talking about, you get the information you need, that kind of stuff. Then what ends up happening is you'll be able to speak to these things. You'll make good decisions based on information you have. Right? Can't do anything but get better. Put it that way. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we all win together. Together? Together. Anyway. All right, back at it again. I was talking about Burger King and not just Burger King, but the fast food industry. And here in California, you know, Newsom and team are working overtime to try to wipe them out. So you wipe out the mom and pops who put their life savings into these things. You're gonna end up losing about a third of the employees. And it's not because they're greedy, it's because they have to pay for things. They have to pay to replace equipment. They have to pay to upgrade. You know, you should check into what it takes to be a McDonald's owner. Because if it was easy and people made globs of money at it, then everybody would be doing it. But it's not. And with the California laws, right? I don't know why anybody would open a restaurant. Actually, I don't even know at this point why anybody would open a business. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And those will keep the jobs at these places. Man, you're really going to be working your tail off, and you won't be able to complain about it. That's what I was saying. You know, the effect it has is much more than the $20 worker. And I guess, I don't know. I guess I have to stop caring about California in the same way I do when I say I don't care what goes on in New York City or Chicago or any of those places. You hire these people by voting for them. And then you complain about the high crime. Every city they run is plagued by high crime. Every place where they have total control of the education system, you have failure. Look at California. I kept telling you for years, if you want to see what this country would look like run by Democrats, watch California. And what happened when Joe Biden got in with Kamala Harris? How she got in there, I'll never know. But they took a lot of the people from California with them. That's why you have these crippling and crazy laws going into effect and being pushed. Seriously. All right. I was talking about also about how Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he pulled out a map during his debate with Governor Newsom, and it was a poop map. It showed you where the poop was. As a matter of fact, they actually had an app for the longest time. I don't know if it's still on Apple, but they had an app that was a poop. You would report where the poop was on the map so that either A, somebody could pick it up, or B, nobody would step in it. And bad enough stepping into your dog stuff. I won't go any further, I promise. When DeSantis held up the map at the time, he said, there's a lot of plots on that, of those little brown, pesky things. You'd be maybe asking, what are those little plots there? He said, this is a copy of the map of an app where they show you where human feces are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you'll see almost the whole thing is covered. Almost. Because this is what happens in a once great, beautiful city when you have a person like Newsom that takes over. Right? Now, you know that poop isn't the only problem in San Francisco. It's much worse than that. There's many more issues than that. It is what is perceived to be the most progressive city in the United States. Homelessness remains a major issue because they're progressive. Right? People don't even want to drive their cars down there anymore. And what is the San Francisco City Council talking about doing? Yeah, they're talking about putting up electric chargers everywhere. Why would you take your Tesla or anything else down there, park it where those people are laying on it, laying up against it, pooping in the streets? Why would you do that? Homelessness, just out of control, has been. Remember, Newsom was going to fix that in 10 years. He would set it on path. He would make sure it would be fixed in about 10 years. And guess what? Yeah, he didn't do it. Actually made it worse. And levels of shoplifting, out of control. They don't do anything about it. They've cut back on funding for police. Again, these policies that they put in place, you keep voting for them, you get what you deserve. I have no sympathy for you. You store owners that gave money to Gavin Newsom, you industries that gave money to Gavin Newsom and the Democrats, and you wonder why that the laws that are being passed time after time after time that do nothing but hurt you? It's your fault. You deserve what you're getting at this point. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, the cities can't keep up these losses. There's no way. Right? Many of the bigger businesses, CVS and such, are pulling out of the city because they got losses they can't keep sustaining. And yet they're called racist or bigots for closing down their stores because they don't want to lose money. Can somebody from the left please call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me how a CVS is racist for wanting to close a store and not lose money. Tell me how that's a reality in your mind. Right? It's not, and you know it's not. I won't say it's a joke, but it is a joke. Just amazing. Anyway. Oh. And I love the fact that the Democrats... Here's the proof that the hardcore left is so out of touch with reality. Really, out of touch. Jimmy Kimmel, CNN, you know, a lot of these entertainers, if you would, they don't understand why Trump is polling better than Biden. How can this be? They never tell you. Now, yes, they spew talking points, yes. But they never tell you truly what Joe Biden has done. What has he truly been successful at? What has he truly made happen? And a matter of fact, Joe Biden might be the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party because he's driving more and more and more people out of the Dem Party. Right? Wow. 855-REAL-JOE. 855 732-5563. Anyway, I so much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Some of you heard about P. Diddy and what he's accused of doing. I have to say that for now because I don't know enough about it. But, you know, sex ring operations, stuff like that. And his previous bodyguard has come forward now. Now, he might be doing it because he wants to stay out of trouble himself. Maybe he's made a deal. I just don't know. But T. Diddy's ex-girlfriend is reportedly cooperating with the feds. According to TMZ, she's been helping them for a few weeks now. She previously accused him of rape, abuse, and sex trafficking. Gene Deal, P. Diddy's former bodyguard, is also talking. He's come forward. Deal says there were A-lister princess and politicians attending P. Diddy infamous parties. And there are videos. Ooh. Right? I don't think it's going to be... There's not going to be celebrities that are going to be shook by this. He had politicians there. He had princes there. Not one, but a multitude. He even states that he had some preachers in there. When the interview asked Gene Deal, the ex-bodyguard, you think they got tapes? He goes, hey, guess what? They've got tapes. Now, this sounds an awful lot like that former financier that we knew that was later found dead in his prison cell. Remember him? I'm just saying. Yeah, it's anymore when we have these kind of things happen. I just totally worry and I'm afraid for the safety of these people. Come on, you're with me. You know what this is like. You know that once the DOJ gets its hands on you or somebody else, how's anybody going to know where you're at? Right? No, really, think about it. How's anybody going to know what happened to you? How's anybody going to know where you're at? The FBI is an interesting organization. I'll leave it at that, okay? All right, we got a lot coming up in the next hour as well. Tuberculosis seems to be running rampant now in Chicago. Again, you voted for them. You voted for him. I don't know what to tell you. Feel bad for you, but I don't know what to tell you. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.
Right now.